Now, last November on the TV show, we spoke to Jump the Gun lead singer Roy Taylor. Jump the Gun represented Ireland in the Eurovision Song Contest back in the 1980s. And on the night, we spoke to Roy about his diagnosis with motor neuron disease. And on the night, I said to Roy that we, keep in touch. And we were meaning to chat to him earlier in the year, but here we are in September. Roy is on the line with his son Terence from their home in Dundalk. How are you doing, Roy?
Very well, thank you, Ray. Great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Greetings and from sunny Dundalk.
How are you, Terence?
All good, Ray. Good. Thanks for having us on.
Okay, and now, Roy, we'll talk to you just to remind people about your story. So Jump the Gun, you were the lead singer and the bass player.
That's me, yeah, yeah, for sure.
And people all over the country will have danced to Jump the Gun over the years, won't they?
Absolutely, yeah. We are still great buddies. And indeed, up to COVID, we are still doing some gigs.
Yeah.
So, and Peter Eads, one of the guys in the band, my great friend, he's recorded and produced the songs we had out over the last few years.
Okay.
So, yeah, all good.
Oh, good. Now, what struck me about you when we spoke to you on the telly was your positivity in the face of motor neuron disease.
Absolutely. Ray, my little prayer I say every morning, can I say it to
you? Yes, go on.
I say, good morning, MND, you FBNC. Now, for those of you listening that don't know what that is, it's not fabulous, beautiful condition. All right? So that's how I start the day.
You curse it.
I do.
Yeah.
It doesn't like it, so that's why I do it.
Yeah. And that's it. You give it a personality so you can fight it, Roy. Is that
yes,
it?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I try to laugh and smile and have fun as much as I can, despite the fact it ain't easy, but you got to do it that way.
Mm. So diagnosis 2 years ago now, is it?
Two and a half, nearly.
Two and a half. Right. Okay. And when you got your diagnosis, what were you told about how it was going to progress?
You see, this is the thing about this disease. Nobody knows. Some people are diagnosed. My brother-in-law was diagnosed 8 years ago. 1 year later, he passed away.
Right.
It's one of those things. It can progress rapidly, slowly. It can plateau for a while. It's just very hard to read. I'm very lucky, Ray. I'm still fighting it. I obviously taken a few digs since I spoke to you last. My legs are weaker, my arms, that kind of thing. But, we're here to talk about the digs we're throwing back.
Yeah. It's very unusual, isn't it? Because it's rare that you and your brother-in-law got it.
Mm. Yes, and the funny thing is, we just did a fundraiser on Thursday and Friday last, a golf classic in Dromoland Castle with the lovely, amazing Pat Fogarty and his family down there. And Pat's wife, Pat himself has MND, and Pat's wife 8 years ago lost her sister to the disease. And my wife lost her brother 8 years ago to the disease. Incredible, yeah.
Because it's only in the hundreds, the number of people who are diagnosed each year.
Yeah, it's approximately about 400 up and down. But unfortunately, what happens is there's two or three people a week diagnosed, but unfortunately, the same number pass away.
Yeah.
You know.
So it's a neurological thing.
It is. And it's basically attacks your muscles and slowly but surely weakens practically every muscle in your body, bar your eyes, you know. It attacks everywhere. You don't know when or where it's going to do it. And everybody's different. A lot of people lose their voice, their swallow. Me, it's the legs, the arms, and the breathing can be affected as well, you know.
But you're thinking straight all the time.
Absolutely.
And that's like that brilliant man, Simon Fitzmaurice.
Very important.
He was sort of locked in at the end because he was thinking perfectly well and very bright man. And he could only communicate by moving his eyes. And I'm sure you've read about this now, and I'm sure it's a bit of you wants to know about it, and another part of you doesn't want to read about it.
Well, I kind of know a fair bit about it. And like, I mean, from the day I was diagnosed, they start telling you things like, would you like to record your voice?
Yeah.
Because as I say, over 80% of people lose their voice. I'm very fortunate, still have mine.
Yeah.
Still there. and they can now imitate your voice, but it's a bit synthetic. And I was absolutely, wasn't for me.
Was it not?
No, I said, if it happens to me, I use the train station voice or the supermarket voice or a Homer Simpson.
The Stephen Hawking's voice sort of thing.
Yeah, well, that's a bit Darth Vader now.
Yeah, yeah.
He just liked that. That's retro. Because I just liked that one.
I watched the documentary on Peter Scott Morgan, the human cyborg, and he's an English scientist who was diagnosed with MND. And he went after getting, you know, the best technology could offer.
Yes, seen that.
Yeah, and he used his own voice.
He did. Now, the very latest technology, again, is very good. But it doesn't appeal to me.
Okay.
I don't want to turn Roy into a Roy pad.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So,
And the singing, because that's music. Like, you must have been singing from an early age. It's part of who you are.
It is. I'm still doing it. I mean, it's a bit difficult, I won't lie to you. My breathing is shorter. I have to be careful with the kind of songs that I attempt to sing.
Yeah,
it's part of me. It keeps me going.
When you were on the TV show, we played a clip of the song. Was it Give MND a Kick in the Head?
Watch Your Back, MND.
Watch Your Back, MND, yes. Well, same sort of message.
That was our opening, our song to launch our own initiative.
Yeah.
Myself and Terence formed an initiative called Watch Your Back MND, and we're affiliated to Research Motor Neuron. And basically the idea was take a different approach, the music approach, to enlighten people into the disease, the awareness of it, but at the same time, not car crash. To let them know it is very serious, it's cruel and it's crushing, but we can fight it.
Yeah.
And that was my idea. Now we have a new song out, which is a bit more universal, I would say, that a bit more down to the truth of how this disease really is. But again, it's a song of hope and inspiration.
My New Dreams.
Yes, and the initials of the title.
MND.
MND.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terence, I'll bring you in there. You work in medical research, so you're completely on top of your dad's condition. You went home during lockdown to be with your dad.
That's right, Ray, yeah. So I suppose when COVID wrapped its arms around Ireland, I had to make a bit of a decision on what to do because we, you know, I suppose like everybody, we didn't really know what the restrictions were going to bring us. So I decided to pack a suitcase and I moved up to Dundalk and I stayed there for 4 months. And I know COVID, you know, it brought a lot of negativity to a lot of people and unemployment, but for us, I suppose it gave us a lot of time together, which was great. And we actually enjoyed, you know, just even shooting the breeze. It's amazing, Ray, when you're battling a disease like motor neuron disease every day, you know, just a simple conversation about music or football, it can do so much for both of us, I think. So we got to do a lot of that, but we also got to plan, you know, a lot of new ideas. How can we get our message out? And it's, I suppose, Ray, it's people like you that give us the platform, which we're forever grateful for, to help us get our message out.
Ray, may I say, this is absolutely true. Our new song, My New Dream, that was inspired from being on your TV show.
Oh, that's right. Nice to hear. That's nice to hear. And both you sang together that night, which was very moving. And you both believe that there will be a cure discovered for MND.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ray, up to a year or 2 years ago, it was like one dark tunnel. There's now a spark in that tunnel. And I focus on the spark and not the darkness, because there's a lot of wonderful things. There's words they're using now about MND they never used before. Excitement, hope, and optimism.
Yeah.
They're actually being used now, because of the number of different trials and drugs coming on board.
So for you, I suppose, it's a race against time, Roy.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. For me and my fellow warriors out there, and there's lots of them around the country that I keep in touch with, our hope is that some of the drugs will slow this disease down long enough for that big Mexican jumping bean that gets rid of it altogether.
We must play. We didn't get it now. That's an oversight on our part. Anyway, my new dream. We'll give it a spin later on. When you're talking to people who have it, Roy, it must, as you say, like the progression of it is different in different people, but the way it affects people mentally must be different in different people as well.
Yes, absolutely.
I wouldn't say everyone's as positive as you are.
Everybody has their ups and downs. Yeah. Like even myself, you have your moments where you're positive and you're happy and you're laughing. Of course, you also have your down moments. And there's nothing wrong with tears, by the way, because you have to have them. Because my attitude towards crying is it cleans out the engine and leaves it ready to start again the next day. Now, in saying that, when it comes to TV, I do my best to avoid it. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm a terrible crier. Now, I know there's loads of women around the country saying, what do you mean? All men are terrible criers. What I mean by that is, if I got emotional, I start sounding like, what do you call them, off the Muppet Show? The squeaky guy. Whereas there's some guys are brilliant. They can cry and the timbre of their voice doesn't change. They could say to you, Ray, my best friend ran off with my wife and I miss him. And tears flowing down their face, but not a change.
So you go
but
squeaky me, when you start to cry.
I go like Beaker. And therefore, if I was on your radio show, you have to start running subtitles across the screen. You know. But look.
You haven't lost your sense of humor anyway. Yeah.
All in all, you stay positive.
Yeah. And Terence, like, you're there, you're looking at your dad. He's changing. For example, he tweeted recently that he can't drive anymore. So,
yeah.
Do you notice the changes because you're with him so much? You know, they're imperceptible over time, but then over 6 months, suddenly there's one thing he can't do or two things he can't do.
This is it, Ray. It's sort of the cruelty of motor neuron disease. You don't kind of wake up one morning and say, I can't seem to walk anymore.
Yeah.
It's very, very subtle. Well, in our case, anyway, I can only speak for our situation. It's so subtle. And, we could be sitting having a glass of wine some evening and my dad would say, could be driving or picking up a glass. That's actually a bit more difficult for me now. And you kind of realise, geez, yeah, it is actually, you know. It just creeps in. Mm. And that's kind of part of the cruelty of it in some ways, you know. As my dad said himself, like, there have been changes since we last were chatting to you, Ray, you know.
Yeah.
Like, he did tweet recently that he had to give up the car, and I know that was a big part of my dad's life, you know, being a traveling musician, driving all the length and breadth of the country. And I think, Dad, you actually kind of enjoyed the drive. It was kind of, you know, it was a time for you to relax and kind of plan ahead. But when that's taken away from you by something so cruel, it is frustrating, you know. But as my dad was saying, this is our situation. And I have to say, Ray, like, this is actually the most exciting time for MND research. And that's why we started Watch Your Back MND. Like, in the last year alone, we celebrated our first birthday, actually, of our campaign the other day. And we were kind of just reminiscing on what we did manage to achieve for such a small kind of campaign. In the last year alone, for MND research, we've been involved in raising nearly 140,000.
Well done.
And that money, we couldn't have done it without the support of everybody and people like yourself, Ray, you know, like, because there is very exciting clinical trials coming soon to Ireland, and they're so expensive. Like, it's €18,000 per just for one patient.
Yeah.
So the money that we raise will go directly into these trials. The more people we get on these trials, the more hope there is that there will be a cure in the next few years. And I totally believe there will be.
I was listening to you there talking about those lovely chats you're having with your dad and the time you spent together during lockdown. Time. Roy, how do you think of time now?
I take it day by day, Ray.
Yeah.
And really don't look at that. Okay, sometimes I kick the can down the road. I think about Christmas. I think about next summer. I think about next April, because I'll be 3 years diagnosed. But I take each day as it comes. When I can wake up and feel that I'm still moving bits and pieces and get on with the day, that's the only way I can face it.
Yeah.
But it's fantastic the driving force now, our army is building. We've great people on board. As I said, like, we were in Dromoland there the last few days, Pat Fogarty and his gang down there, committee. Imagine we were able to run a golf classic after all the things that have happened.
Yes.
No.
After Clifton.
I even had stewards checking the bushes, make sure there's no EU commissioners there. But it was amazing, absolutely amazing.
I loved it. Go on, sorry.
And it's that kind of thing that drives you.
Yeah.
The people that want us to help, support. And it's like, can I just mention our text number, by the way?
Yes. I'll do it for you if you like. Yeah. So if you want to donate, text Roy, R-O-Y, to 50300. R-O-Y to 50300. And how much
listeners,
will that donate? There?
Listeners, it's not that'll Ray
donate,
now.
That will donate for...
Go on. €4, is it?
That's, yeah.
€4. And the charity will receive 360 of that donation.
Okay.
So every cent that we get will go straight into clinical trials.
Okay, so Roy to 50300. I was just going to read your tweet out to people, and you mentioned that word drive again. So you tweeted there August 26th, a little bit of sadness today as after 43 years of driving, I won't be renewing my car insurance because my arms and legs don't want to drive anymore. But let it be known, this will only make my drive to eliminate MND even stronger. There you go. Will you say hi to Roy? Cormac says hi from all the Meads. He's always a lovely guy. Even when we were kids, we wish him well. That's Jonathan.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What a brilliant voice Roy had and has. Great Eurovision song. Take him home. Please play sometime. Thanks, we will. We were delighted to see Roy Taylor on your show on Saturday night. We were very impressed with his courage and his attitude, but we weren't surprised. He was always such a lovely guy. We were lucky enough to have him do our wedding in September 95. They were fantastic. It was Roy Taylor and the Absolutelys.
Yeah.
We used to go to see their gigs on a regular basis around Dublin, Meath, etc. Please pass on our best regards. That's Tom, Mary, Mia and Alana from Swords. The great physicist Stephen Hawking lived into his 70s, Roy. You know that already. And though his body was broken, his mind explored the universe for its secrets, an inspiration for all sufferers of this cruel illness. And can you tell Roy his version of The Prayer is fantastic? I heard it at the Golf Classic on Friday in Limerick. If possible, you should play it. We might get our hands on that. Mm. Roy, keep in touch, and anything we can do for you, you know, we're always here. Terence, great to talk to you, and the two of you have
Ray,
a lovely father, son, aunt. Oh, will you stop? Look, go away now.
No,
go
listen.
Away. Don't start.
I can't wait for your book. I told you about that. It's going to come out.
I prefer to read yours. I prefer to read your book. Mm. We do have a book coming out of our listeners, A Day From Your Life, which is great. We'll tell you more about that in the coming months. Roy Taylor, thanks for taking our call today. Mind yourself. And Terence, thank you as well.
Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks so much.